It starts in the park.
Oh, why wasn't there a duck on it?
Next week, next week we get one that says, "Has anybody seen my duck?"
Good morning. We are going to call this meeting to order. Is there anyone in the audience that would care to make comments before we get started? We are going to discuss enterprise funds. Angel Cole.
Mr. Gwynn.
Here.
Mr. McLeod.
Here.
Ms. Heimbuckle.
Here.
Mr. Musley.
Here.
Mr. Rowan.
Here.
Ms. Rich.
Here.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the council. Today we are going to focus our time on the city's 7 enterprise funds. I believe we're also going to spend a little bit of time talking about the city's CRA fund as well. And so with no further ado, I'm going to turn the time over to our Deputy Director of Budget Finance, Cindy Kelly.
Thank you. Good morning. For just again, as a reminder, we have been through the majority of the workshops so far. We have one more workshop after this, which is on September 13th. And at that time, we will present the entire budget, start to finish, balanced. And then we have our 2 public hearings scheduled for September 3rd and September 17th at 5:05 p.m. And that will conclude our budget process for the year. A quick recap of the action items from our last workshop. The funding for police and fire vehicles was restored via transfer. We added back the unmarked cars and the 2 trucks and the pumper. It was a total of $511,000, and we used the monies that are in the police quarter mill fund, transferred them to pay for those vehicles. We also put the projects for Fort King and the skate park in reserve, so we will be waiting on the outcome of Recreation and Parks' options, and that will come back to council. We removed the $500,000 from the gas tax fund for the additional signalization requests from TPO. The not-for-profit funding requests were split $2,000 apiece between each of the 3 agencies with a $300 balance. The rollback rate was adopted at the July 16th regular city council meeting. So the general fund is balanced using the rollback rate at the present time. And then we will talk a little bit today about the CRA budget in further detail. Going over the deficit that we had in the general fund, the deficit turned out to be $5,086,607. And to close the deficit, we increased the transfer from sanitation by $250,000, increased the transfer from electric by $500,000, increased the transfer from telecom by $750,000, and we levied the rollback rate, which netted us $337,233. And then the difference we are using from the reserve for contingencies is the $3,249,374. And that brings us to a zero balance in the general fund. Just recapping, the enterprise funds basically account for the operations of all our business type activities. As a review, the enterprise funds that the city currently maintains are water resources, airport, golf, sanitation, electric, telecommunications, and stormwater. Electric and water resources are both undergoing rate studies at the present time. We expect to have the results of those rate studies in the next 60 to 90 days, and those rate studies will come before council in a workshop setting for you all to discuss with the consultants the outcome of those studies. The electric, sanitation, telecommunications, the increases that we had to their transfer, we fully expect those to be one-time increases to their transfer amounts into the general fund. And all of the enterprises are transferring monies to cover their fleet or facilities requests for fiscal year 14. And just to give you a snapshot on what the total transfers from the enterprises are so that you have that information, Sanitation's total transfer, including the increase, is $1 million. Water Resources' total transfer is $1,173,000. There was no additional transfer for Water Resources. Electric's total transfer, including their increase, is $9.2 million. And Telecom's total transfer, including the increase, is $877,000. Are there any questions with relation to the enterprises? We did give council a detail workbook showing the full line item detail of each enterprise fund, as well as a rolled up version at the fund level. So at council's pleasure, we can go through line item details or not. All of those funds are balanced without the use of reserves to, you know, meet their expenses, and we don't have any issues with any enterprise funds. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the CRA fund. Council has talked about meeting as a CRA board and, you know, really going through what the expenses are and the budget related to the CRA fund. The annual revenue estimated to come in for fiscal 14 is $535,000. And that is from both the city and the county. So that's the tax increment combined from both entities. Currently, what we have funded as our regular operating in the CRA fund, we have salaries and benefits. We have 1.5 FTE that's funded out of the CRA fund for the 176,239. We have operating activities funded out of the CRA for 239,090. We have aids to other organizations. Those would be like our facade grants and ways that we help businesses downtown for $100,200. And then the reserve presently sits at the $3.9 million figure. We also gave council the detail budget for the CRA. So we're happy to entertain questions related to the CRA budget or direction as to what you'd like us to do.
Could we walk through the detail of
sure.
the CRA?
Cindy, Madam President, while she's doing that, at what point are we going to talk about, and I know Mrs. Rich has been contacted about this, the CASA, money for CASA, is that in here somewhere or going to be?
I'm not familiar with
Community Council Against Substance Abuse. We have been given that organization along with other county and school board money for that. I wanted to make sure that that money, you know, still in there to fund that program.
I'm not familiar with that program at all.
Okay.
Did the city receive a request, Mayor, do you know, for a certain amount of money?
Yeah, each and every year we get a request for that. You
I
know what that number
they're
was?
They're asking for 5,000.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. 5,000?
We've been funding that for, gosh, how many
it's
years?
It's on the Children's Alliance.
Yeah.
And without cash, they're other organizations that won't get a grant.
Is this Scott Hackmeyer's group?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's involved in it, but Mike Jordan.
I thought that came up last.
I think
yeah,
came up last time.
Did what?
I think we allocated him $2,000.
Yeah.
It was 2,000?
Yeah.
And that was when? Last year?
Last meeting.
Last meeting?
Yeah.
No, that's not one of the organizations. They
no.
I was just conferring with staff. That's an organization that we used to fund through CDBG.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stopped funding the external organizations, so we have not funded them in at least 3 years now. And we've not received a letter of request to fund them.
So we have not funded them through the council's discretionary fund at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
no.
we funded it through that. I'll get you that information.
Please.
There used to be a division specific for that organization, but we haven't funded them in several years.
Mayor, I beg your pardon. What was the name of the organization?
CASA, Community Council Against Substance Abuse.
All that went away.
Did you receive a letter? I mean, I have not seen a letter of request, so I guess we have to.
I know Mike Jordan had contacted me, Dr. Jordan. And said, you know, we would, you know, want to get some money this year, and I think the county funds them, school board funds them. I think a lot of different organizations fund them. But I'll get you the information. I just thought maybe it was in what we were going to talk about here today, so I'll get it for you.
Yeah, no, that would be a general fund item, and it is not budgeted presently, and council has expended their discretionary funds, so it would have to come out of reserves somehow. Council elected to fund an additional organization.
I'll get it for you. It's just something we funded for years, and we just need to decide whether we're, you know, want to fund things like that, or, well, specifically that, if we're against, you know, substance abuse by youth. So we want to help in that regard.
About 4 years ago, council directed the CDGB funds had always been Boys and Girls Club, Red Crisis Center, CASA. I mean, there was a whole.
Is that where that money came from?
That's where all that came from. And then the CDG money, council made the decision. That's when it started going for the infrastructure.
Water, sewer.
Sidewalks, water and sewer, and all those types of things. And we got out of that then. So when I go back to this first slide of your presentation, and I think it was, I want to go like 2009.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, since I've been here, we haven't funded them.
If you go back to your very first slide, when we started a recap of our budget 2 weeks ago, was it now? We had $6,000.
Yeah.
Or $6,700, whatever that number was. That we were trying to, Public Policy Institute, veterans, and then I think it was the Cultural Alliance, or it was the other group.
Or something else. It was Scott Hammer's group, though.
Anyways, that's where that money.
No, it was small businesses or something.
Well, yeah, and we got a letter because from Dr. Geist. But that's where there used to be, honestly, there was, I don't know, probably $150,000. And there was all little snippets go, and all of that got directed to water. I know the Friendship Recycling, all of the little blocks that are around there, those homes that were running water and sewer lines, hooking people up, who, as we've started to move, those monies were being directed to that, and we got out of all the social programs and went to infrastructure. So there's got to be again, council would have to find a funding source to start going through back to CASA and all those other things. So that has, I don't think that has anything to do on the enterprise funds.
Correct.
Which we've got to go back to. When we get to the final budget, we talked about it 2 weeks ago when we got that $6,300. I think that's where that would come from.
Recall, council asked me to look at Philip Geist's budget request of $80,000. I think you may have gotten a letter. I'm also drilling down on that to learn more about that, and I'll present that to you probably the next meeting as well.
Yeah, and I know we're talking it. Well, I was just, I don't know how the risk council. I mean, that's why I asked for this, and Matt, you and I had talked about that. Again, we're talking enterprise funds today, but when we go back, there is it's $81,000 or $82,000, I think, that the small business is somewhere around the $80,000. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how council feels, but entertain maybe taking $20,000 of that to add to the $6,300, which takes us up to about $25,000, which starts getting into back to CASA and Public Policy Institute and all those other things. So I don't know if there's any feel on council to maybe look at some of that. We did get, I see my letter that we got from him on his breakdown, because we'd asked for a breakdown of what some of that goes. And
I'll get it from Mike.
That right there. So
I just want to point out that the SBDC is not funded out of the general fund. It is funded out of the Economic Improvement Fund. So our option would be to reduce the transfer to the Economic Improvement Fund and then move some of that money into council's discretionary fund to fund SBDC. So those are two different funds at the present time.
Cindy, go ahead and go through the CRA detail, okay, please.
Yeah. So on your screen, we're moving a little fast. On your screen is the CRA fund. This is the revenue side of the fund. The first line that you see there is the cash balance forward. That is the amount of money we estimate being unspent at the end of fiscal 13 that will roll forward into fiscal 14. Your revenue sources are the ad valorem taxes that are generated in the TIF. We have some interest income. And then the general fund transfer is the city's payment into the TIF. The top ad valorem is the county's payment into the TIF. And so that's where your revenue sources are derived from in the CRA fund. On the expenditure side, the first section that we have is your operating expenses. The first blue line is your aggregate of salaries and benefits for the 1.5 positions that are funded out of the CRA fund. And then we move into the operating accounts. So we have some dollars allocated to just some different operating expenses in the CRA. And then we have our non-operating accounts, which is our aids to other governmental agencies. Facade grant program is $50,000 longitude, $100,000. And then everything else is shown in reserve for future projects. So there's not a whole lot going on in there.
Could you talk about the limitations as far as what this money can be used for?
Yes, the CRA fund, one is has geographical limitations, so it can only be used within the boundaries of the CRA. Two, the CRA actually adopts a plan of how the monies are going to be expended. So we have to stick to the plan that has been adopted for the CRA, barring amendments. Right. And so if Mr. Mondale can speak to specifics of that plan, if you'd like to
have him. No, that's okay. I just, and this goes back to our council meeting last Tuesday when we were spending money that for something that was within the CRA and it was in the development plan, but we weren't spending CRA money on it. And I think that just as a, for my opinion anyway, as a council is, because we are so limited on what we can use this money for, that if something does fit within those parameters, this is where the money should come from, rather than money coming out of the general fund, you know, to fund things in the CRA, because we've set this money aside for that purpose. And so that really is my only comment on it, and I would just say that going forward. And I don't know if the capital improvement projects, I believe there is still something. The wayfinding program, I think, is in the neighborhood enhancement, and I don't know if that would be something that we could consider funding out of this.
Yes, and there's the wayfinding program has a couple different elements. Some of it is actually outside the CRA. Mm-hmm. So Ty's group is going through all of the different signages to see which ones are going to be located where. And so we will be adjusting that before adoption. And the ones that can be funded out of CRA will. And so the 3.9 will be adjusted for that amount.
Okay.
Our preliminary research tells us it'll be about $200,000 of the wayfinding can be completed out of the CRA. So that 3.9 will be 3.7. And so a resolution should be coming forward to council soon to allocate that money.
Okay. That's pretty much all I've got. Just that I think that if it fits this qualification, we need to use this money for it. I mean, we did that for the enhancement of the downtown, and so the other monies need to go to the other neighborhoods, in which there are some other neighborhoods,
yes,
in the city that need improvements. So let's use the improvement money for downtown where we have it, and the other money elsewhere. And I'm done.
Okay. Well, unless council wants to go through any of the enterprises specifically, I don't really have anything further. At the next workshop, we will bring council the entire budget balanced, and any changes that are made at that workshop will be incorporated, and then we will go into our first public hearing where we tentatively adopt the budget.
Ms. Rich, I've got a question following on the CRA question, and we may need to get Mark up here, but you had said that we've adopted a CRA plan for spending the money.
Mm-hmm.
How does that plan get amended, and would it have to be amended to do a large capital project out of the $3.7 million?
I'll have Mark that.
Council has, per statute, council can amend the plan at any time. There's a process that you have to go through to do that. A notification process. You notify the taxing authorities. You make sure that it's consistent with the comprehensive plan through Planning and Zoning Commission. There are a number of projects already in the CRA plan that was adopted back in 2004. Wayfinding, for example, is one of the things that was included.
Okay.
The notion of building a parking garage was included in the plan as well. So depending on what you want to do, what staff would just do is go back and look at the plan to see if it's referenced or not. And then
so specifically for a parking garage, if we were to say we wanted to use some of the money or all mm-hmm. the money for the parking garage, that would be permissible under the plan
yes.
that exists right now?
Yes.
Without having to be further amended then?
Yes. In my opinion, yes. It's interesting in that, you know, the Chapter 163, Part 3 is the Redevelopment Act, and it's fairly broad. It doesn't provide a lot of real specific direction. Cindy's correct. If you want to use CRA funds, it needs to be in the plan, but it doesn't explain to you or describe to you exactly how it has to be in the plan. It doesn't say necessarily in the statute that we're going to pay for wayfinding signage and it'll be exactly this type and this location and this color and this size and this cost, so on and so forth. It just says wayfinding, and you know it's in the boundary, right? So I think depending on what you would want to do, staff would want to go back and look at it to make sure that we felt comfortable recommending that it was covered. If not, then we would amend the plan.
Okay.
And just correct me if I'm wrong, but the CRA was expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we're kind of operating under two different plans, the original plan and then the expansion plan. And it might be just a good idea for us to look at updating them so that they're all one big plan.
Yes.
Instead of having these two different documents that sort of are working independently of one
talking
another.
About when we added the North Magnolia
yes.
mm-hmm. portion to it.
Right. So there's a CRA for just that downtown, and then there's a North Magnolia portion. And so I'm starting to feel like it might be a good idea for us as a CRA board mm-hmm. to update the plan and just make it one big plan that covers the whole area.
Madam President. Yeah, and how that, you know, kind of happened was, you know, you had the folks from North Magnolia that, you know, kind of saw us doing things, not us, but saw people on this side of the boulevard doing things, and we'd spent about $11 million for, you know, that 1.1 mile stretch of road, and North Magnolia was improving and things like that, so they wanted their kind of own pot of money there. But if I hear what you're saying you wanted to, you know, incorporate it back into the way it used to be and have it one CRA?
Well, it is one CRA.
But we...
It's one CRA with two different plans.
Oh, okay.
And so what I'm saying is incorporate the plans so that it's one CRA and one plan.
And one plan. Gotcha. But it's just one pot of money?
It's one pot of money.
Okay.
Cindy, can I just follow on this line of thinking one more
yeah.
question? Can the fund borrow money, or say you wanted to do a capital plan that was more than the cash you had in the fund? How do you handle that spending?
Yes, the CRA fund does have the ability to use its income for debt service to bond a plan.
Okay.
Just if you'll notice that presently your income is being spent on operating expenses.
Right.
So currently there is not enough income to support debt service. So we would have to eliminate all of these other expenses from the CRA plan, move them into the general fund, and then free up the CRA income for debt service.
Okay. Mark, and I'm not sure if this question is for you or Daniel or Kent, since they're Mary Sue, because they've been on here the longest. But when they did the original CRA, it was my understanding of talking to some of the, you know, the older people that have stores downtown, that this money was thought of to kind of be towards, yes, all of downtown, but also specifically a parking garage. Is there any truth to that, to your knowledge, or yours, Ken, Mary Sue?
Well, I should say originally, but I mean, I got on council in 99, and I mean, we weren't even talking about a parking garage or anything like that, you know, but there was just that one, you know, CRA. And but I don't know if any of that money was designated for.
Well, maybe not designated,
yeah.
but just
yeah.
You know, they've always kept a fairly large balance, and it's kind
right.
of grown. And
well, it should be, but I mean, you know, I don't know.
I'll give you my
that's the logical
my perspective.
I don't know. There's nothing written down, obviously.
No,
there may be, but I don't know where.
Based
you're
on my
it.
Research,
right.
that I've looked at, there's been a lot of confusion. Some of the comments that I have heard in the past about a parking garage wasn't really the CRA fund, it was the special taxing districts. When the special taxing districts were created, the old DDC,
right.
Downtown Development Commission, right. Which was in the charter, right? Back in 1965 when that was created. The DDC, special taxing districts, those were the predecessors to CRAs.
Right.
Okay, in the state of Florida. And at the time when the DDC was created, there was, and I went back and read all the articles in the paper, there was a discussion about the special taxing district revenue being earmarked for a parking garage. And there was a mentality, and I think there's a number of individuals who felt like that's what always it was going to be used for. And of course, over time, things change and that, you know. So I think hopefully that answers your question, that I don't think when the CRA was created originally that everything about the CRA was about the parking garage, but this parking garage has been an ongoing discussion for the last,
well, since 1965. Well, I take that back, yeah. I mean, they were talking about that. I take that back. They've been talking about that in, like, in the 60s.
Just build one, Mark, and let's get over
with it. Build a parking garage underground downtown the square.
Not having discussions anymore.
And that answers
been everywhere.
Yeah. And that answers my question. I knew there's discussions about it a long time ago. Sir. At least that's what I've been told.
Yes. They were able to make up their mind in 65.
Well, I mean, it's interesting how they went from special taxing district to CRA.
It's a tough
problem.
Carrying on the
tradition.
That was it. Just okay. Thought I'd ask you a question. Nobody could answer.
Yeah. But you did.
That's what they're talking about. Right on the square.
Madam President, that's all staff has. We'll turn the time over to council for more deliberation.
It is.
It is.
And we can drag it out for 3 hours if
you
want.
Whatever you want.
Give me a microphone, room full of people. I can talk all day.
Real quickly, Cindy, would you mind just going over golf to see, since we got a new management company in, if we could just take a quick glance at it?
Sure. From a golf perspective, the budget is very small because we adjust that as things happen.
So
there's very little in there. Okay, here's the golf. We are expecting we just have our transfer budgeted for the golf fund right now. We don't have any details from the golf management.
Oh.
In particular. So at this time, we're budgeting what we expect to have to contribute based on, you know, how things are going.
Cindy, can you focus on the last two line items in the non-revenues and talk about what those are about?
Yep, that's the contribution from general fund. That's there are certain expenses that the city is still required to pay for in the golf fund, and that is how much we expect to have to spend. And then the $66,000 is a transfer from water and sewer for the spray field.
So that's the spray field.
Yep, and that's the total of the city's commitment at the present time.
All right.
Which is down from prior years.
I just wanted to take a quick glance at it publicly. Like I've already seen it before.
Well, okay. While we're on revenues, let's take a look at the expenditures really quick.
There's no salaries and benefits being paid out of this fund, so we just have a few operating expenditures that the city is responsible for. And the debt service payment, of course.
That's the very last item there of $173,000.
That was the expenses associated with renovating?
That's the debt service on it.
The debt service.
Mm-hmm. Just as a sidebar, Pine Oaks is required by virtue of their contract to submit us their financials for the period ending August 1st. So we'll be getting those next week or two. Once we get those, we'll form onto council so you can see how Clark's doing at Pine Oaks. And we'll also accompany that with, of course, a financial for Muni and what's happening there.
Are those due also August 1st?
They're actually a monthly basis we get those, I believe. Okay. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But in this way, you'll be able to compare the two now that we'll have Clark's and get a track record with both.
Okay. Back to salaries and wages. What are those if we have a management company? What am I missing here?
We don't have any salaries and wages for next year budgeted.
Okay.
We did the transfer. We had some transition expenses this year going through the management contract.
So that's the big savings for the management companies,
yes.
The salaries and wages.
That's correct.
And their management contract is $90,000, is that correct? I don't have my glasses on. It's got to be there someplace. Then I still can't find it.
I think it was $84,000.
Where's that plugged in at? Do you know?
That's in the current year, it's $84,000.
84. I don't know why I had 90.
Cindy, where's that specifically plugged in at for the next
it's
year budget?
It's not yet. We're still pending some information, so we don't have all of those for 14. Oh, yay, Kathy's here.
Kathy Crowell, Recreation and Parks Director. What you're seeing in front of you is the results of the management contract budget accounting, which is done outside of the city system. As part of their management contract, they have to handle all of the finances. So we're going to be bringing to you a third quarter report for Ocala Golf Club and Clark's final report for Pine Oaks, so that we can either bring that to the next workshop or we can bring it to the council meeting. It won't really change the budget numbers that you're seeing here. We're still working on Ocala Golf Club's 2014 budget. Right now, that $53,000 you're seeing in the revenue line, that is what they're projecting to pay back to the city in profits off of their operation, even after they subtract out their management fees for 2014. Their latest budget submittal actually shows about an $82,000 profit. This is before debt service, let me tell you that. Transfer back from the operating side, but they haven't yet factored in the food and beverage operation. So we haven't made adjustments to the budget numbers. If anything, it's going to affect the general fund contribution to golf, as it would be an increase in revenues. And I'm looking to see what their numbers are for the last quarter. They had originally projected to lose about $50,000 in the last quarter of the year. They've since adjusted those numbers, and I think it's about $15,000 that they're projecting to lose. If they stay on track with what their recent projections are for the end of the year, they're pretty much on target, off by about $5,000 on what they projected at the beginning of the year for their current year budget. So their numbers are looking good if they can stay on target. As you know, the last quarter of the fiscal year in golf is typically the worst because the maintenance expenses are the highest and the revenues are the lowest. So we'll see how those numbers work out and then fine-tune their next year budget, which will come back to council for approval. And again, we're waiting for them to finish up their market study on the food and beverage operation for the banquet hall. They have implemented their food and beverage at the grill inside the pro shop, but we had asked them to do a market study to provide catering services at the banquet hall.
So let me get this straight. So if they go over and above, then that money goes against the debt service?
Sure.
So the general fund has to pay less towards the debt service, is that correct?
Correct. Well, right now, the general fund makes a contribution that helps offset any shortfall in golf, and
right,
including the debt service.
Right.
So if we broke even on an operating standpoint, we'd still have $173,000,
right,
in debt service. If they make a profit on the operating side, then that certainly offsets the debt service. And eventually, we're going to close that gap, and there shouldn't be a general fund contribution, and it would actually act like an enterprise fund and make money.
But yeah, I mean, and we've debated the fact that, you know, it, because it's an enterprise fund, but, you know, it still makes very nice retention areas and spray fields and everything else. But
sure.
But that being said, it sounds like we're gaining.
We are gaining.
So it looks positive.
I feel like, and I've gone through these numbers extensively in the last couple months because I'm, you know, I tend to be a little skeptical. You know, I don't want them to give me pie in the sky numbers. I want to know if we're going to have a problem in the last quarter. I want to know that. They're standing firm with their numbers. Their June numbers, I think they had projected to lose about 10,000 in June, and they lost like 13,000. So they're pretty close to their projections for June. Next week, we'll review those, and then they'll give me an update on how July's looking. We'll be pretty much at the end of July at that point. So we'll have a good idea how July numbers look when we bring this report to you, even though we won't have their July report. I think that we are moving in the right direction, and I will say they're very, very conscientious about managing their resources. I feel like, you know, I went through, we had some issues with the mowing, and were they keeping them, we're working on some of that right now, and compared their staff resources to what Valley Crest was providing this in throughout the summer, last year and the year before, and they're providing the same level of staffing. Of course, they have brand spanking new equipment out there, thanks to City Council. So they have the resources they need, and I think that the 2014 budget, even with that projected profit, includes, and this will be a discussion item when we bring this budget forward, incorporation of overseeding. It also includes another nematode treatment, which if you've been out at the golf course, you see the value of that. It's made an unbelievable impact on the condition of the greens, and we're going to continue to see that improvement. So even with incorporating those expenses, and neither of those options is cheap, they're still projecting a good profit. And, you know, we're not closing the gap next year, but we're getting closer. And within that 6 year, they had a 6 year period that, you know, we had committed we'd have it closed, and we'd be making forward progress from there. So,
but that's a lot of progress in the first year.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's it.